and the day is saved, thanks to the Powerpuff Girls and, of course, James L. Venable on this 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. My name is Rob Daniels. For those that may not know who I am, I do the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program Visions in Sound. And for my fifth anniversary, I have taken over the station. And hopefully making some good choices that you'll enjoy for your morning commute, or you're just waking up and you're listening to the radio and you want to hear me. Well, you're hearing me. So with that in mind, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, whether it's the 24 hours of soundtrack music or whether it's the many other forms of shows that I do, on the Friday show, or there's my little stint every Tuesday on the Midday Magazine, that kind of thing. So, if you're interested in that kind of thing, then by all means, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. And you can also use that same address to find me on MSN Messenger. So if you want to talk to me over the internet, then by all means. Now, we're still working on getting the internet broadcast working. But at this point, it doesn't seem to be working. So anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to continue on with some more music from some soundtracks. Now, this is which happens from time to time, but I believe that this is the first television soundtrack. Let me just review what we've got here. Yeah, I believe this is, well, with the exception of The X-Files was the first of the television soundtracks. Okay, so I'm wrong. This is the second of the television soundtracks. This television series lasted for 5 years, which is, pretty amazing. And it's a pretty amazing series. It started, it ended, and all the stuff in between seems to connect to each other, and it's all in sort of, I guess you could say, real time. I'm speaking of the series Babylon 5. Now, Babylon 5 is one of those a really, really good television series. I think it'll go down as probably one of the better of the science fiction series that came out of the last little while. And with that in mind, just sort of sit back and realize that couple of years ago, and I don't know if they still sell them. I've seen them from time to time, but they're hard to come by. They're the Babylon 5 soundtracks to the various episodes. Now, not all episodes are represented here, and not all, but the good ones are, like they're Sleeping in Light, Into the Fire. But I'm speaking of this one specifically. This is And the Rock Cried Out, No Hiding Place. Now, this particular episode takes place in Season 3, I believe, and for those that aren't familiar with the show, and you should try and make yourself familiar, it is on DVD, and you might be able to find some tapes and that and such to make it worth your while. It is quite a good show, and like I said, I don't want to ruin it for you. The music is done by Christopher Frank. And he used to be in a group called Tangerine Dream. Now, Tangerine Dream did a few movie soundtracks. Probably the most well-known one, anyway, is the Legend soundtrack. Christopher Frank got his solo composing career started with, I believe, Universal Soldier. Now, Universal Soldier, if you listen to it, you get a little bit of a feeling as to his ideas that ended up becoming musical ideas in Babylon 5. But there is one thing in this soundtrack that is to me is amazing. It's a gospel tune, and it's based on probably any number of gospel tunes. The one I can think of is Sinner Man, and done by Nina Simone. Now, sitting back and realizing that it has that similar feel to it, it's quite an awesome gospel tune. It's one of those things that you kind of sit back and go, Man, oh man, you know, they don't write them that way anymore. Anyway, so I'm going to continue with some of Babylon 5's music from the episode And the Rock Cried Out, No Hiding Place. You'll actually hear the gospel tune that I'm referring to, because it's a little bit in. You'll also hear the opening title of the show, and a few other little tidbits that are really, really cool. Now, these CDs actually came out, like I said, a couple of years ago. You might be able to find them in Toronto. That's where I found a couple. And The Rock Cried Out, No Hiding Place is one of those special orders that I made. And it came in from Europe. So sit back, enjoy a little bit of the music from the episode of Babylon 5 called And The Rock Cried Out, No Hiding Place. Music by Christopher Frank.
The Babylon Project was our last best hope for peace. It failed. But in the year of the Shadow War, it became something greater. Our last best hope for victory. The year is 2260. The place, Babylon 5.
place down here. There's no hiding place down here. You know I went to the rock to hide my face, but the rock cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. You know the sinner's gonna be running at the knowledge of their fate. They're gonna run to the rocks and the mountains, but their prayers will be too late. Yeah, you know they forgot about Jesus, not knowing the end was nigh. But they'll be running, trying to find a hiding place when it comes their time to die. No hiding place on the mountain.